From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
We're getting a bounce signal. We're getting a bounce signal. We are getting a bounce signal.
Indicating confirmation the spacecraft is bouncing and alive on the surface of Mars. However, this bouncing will take place for another 10 minutes.
Signal has stopped. Hold on. We're on Mars, everybody.
You know something? Not only are we going to New Hampshire, Tom Harkin, we're going to South Carolina and Oklahoma and Arizona and North Dakota and New Mexico. We're going to California and Texas and New York. And we're going to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. Yeah!
Thank you, Iowa, for making me the comeback Kerry.
You deserve a President of the United States who believes in you. Thank you for your support. Thank you, Iowa, for everything you've done. We have started a movement. Join us in this movement.
I'm withdrawing as a candidate and returning to private life. I love this country, and I love my family. The silver lining in all of this is that I'll finally get to see them. To them, I'll always be grateful.
Let us be candid about the consequences of leaving Saddam Hussein in power. We're seeking all the facts. Already, the Kay report identified dozens of weapons of mass destruction-related program activities and significant amounts of equipment that Iraq concealed from the United Nations. Had we failed to act, the dictator's weapons of mass destruction programs would continue to this day.
The president led us into the Iraq war on the basis of unproven assertions without evidence. He embraced a radical doctrine of preemptive war unprecedented in our history, and he failed to build a true international coalition.